Sup, dudes?
Bam.
How's it going? I feel like we're really close. Are we really close?
I don't know, man.
Who's in the wrong position?
I'm cut off again.
What do you mean you're cut off again?
Look at my head.
Well, quit. Maybe you're too close.
I can't go back any further.
Keep going back. You're actually getting...
I'm getting worse.
You're getting worse. All right, get closer.
Hit a stall, man.
Still, there you go. There you go.
I just got a shrug.
Why is there no audio?
Oh, my God. Hold on.
God, you're the best, man.
Hold on, not my fault.
It's your fault.
Not my fault.
It's your fault.
Hello? There. It's not my fault. Every time Windows updates, man, mess with OBS. Every time.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
Without fail. Everything should work.
Well, way to go, man. Updating shit.
Well, the first part of the show, guys, was mime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to guess what was going on.
Yeah, what do you guys think was happening? Take a big guess. Ball and Hobo, how you doing? Smartboard, how you doing? Welcome, guys. Good to see you on a Sunday.
Welcome.
How y'all doing? How'd you sleep last night, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I could still be asleep.
I feel like that's you every Sunday, though, if I'm being 100% honest. So.
1,000%.
Yeah. I woke up at 10:53 today.
Wow.
That's the latest I've slept in years, man.
Wow.
Years!
That's crazy. We weren't even up that late.
I know. Like, I must have been tired.
Lake took it out of you, man.
I don't know, man.
That sun.
It's the lake. Yeah, me and Colby went out to the lake yesterday. We got stories to tell from that, I'm sure. About human trash people and...
Animal cruelty.
Us becoming wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that stuff, so we could talk about that. We could tilt the camera up, though, if you don't want to slouch, you know.
I know, but it's always tilted.
I don't know why.
Because you bump it with your bump.
Perfect. I think you actually got to, like, tilt the camera.
I got it. Look at that.
Now I'm cut off.
God damn it.
But look at my head.
Hey, I see Colby. Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Is your grumpy cat?
I'm the cat.
Your grumpy cat.
I'm the cat.
That's too high now. Okay. It's a little better.
Bam.
Now I feel like I'm super short.
Nah, you're good. You're good, man.
I feel like now I'm the beta. It's a little better.
That's better. It's perfect. We've got it.
It's whatever. What?
This
no
is
one,
where it always is.
No one comes here to just watch us anyway.
This
so.
Is where it always is. How to waste 1 hour.
Does it matter that we look good?
No.
No. No. I think about, like, do we need a better camera for this? Like, you know, we give Tone a lot of crap on this stream, but you know, his new camera looks pretty nice.
Mm. Does it?
Yeah, it does. Looks really crisp.
You like it?
Yeah, I'm sure it was expensive.
Probably.
And I doubt it live streams, but I don't know. Maybe we should get a nice camera. Hey, you want to spend $200 and get an Elgato Cam Link and we hook your Canon DSLR up in here for the show? You want to do that, man? Doesn't that seem like overkill for this stupid show? You know how great the quality would be, though? I don't feel like we do.
We don't need to be.
I don't feel like we need to be any better than we currently
are. I'm very
are.
Glad that the show is not 1080.
Yeah. Minutes, how are you doing? I see you guys still got those emotes. I've been using them everywhere. Yeah, if this show was higher quality, those emotes would be even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, we have... well, let's just show them. Someone took our faces. I don't know if you saw these, right?
I think so.
A man who follows us, El Papa La Papa, just DM'd me these in Discord, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna put these as emotes in my Discord if that's okay with you." And it's like,
I like the empty chair.
I mean, I'm flattered, but at the same time, I feel like if we ever make dumb faces now, there's no escape.
They're going to be flipped.
Right.
Clipped.
So if anything, we should be, like, lower quality.
Yeah.
Like, can we do, like, one of those filters, like, for nudity in live television where it's, like, blocky?
Blocky?
You know.
That'd be cool with me. Yeah.
New Twitch emotes? No, there's a Discord emotes. We can still only have three emotes. Yeah. And Menace has just put the three in there.
Yeah.
If I removed the hog, I feel like people would show up and stab me.
Yeah. Like, you can't remove the hog. The hog's too good, man.
Yeah, you can't.
It's clear as to what it is. It looks like a pink bat.
We need, like, a photorealistic hog, though, if we put it next to our faces.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, maybe we need cartoon fat faces.
Nah, we don't need that.
There we go. There we go. Morris, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. Taylor, welcome. How are you doing? It's Sunday, man. We're going to do 2 hours today.
Sunday.
I'm well rested.
You know you're not.
Just be monotone and expressionless. Yeah, that's what we do. Welcome to the Seth and Colby. You know, we do like NPR.
Hello
and welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
The Seth and Colby
Today
Show.
We will be discussing our favorite soup recipes.
Soup recipes. Mine is baklava.
That's not a soup, sir.
You can make it a soup.
I don't think you can make
you
it a soup.
You can definitely make it a soup.
Don't think you can make
friend,
baklava
I have
soup.
Done a baklava soup so many times.
No, I don't believe you have, friend.
I don't even know what baklava is.
That is clear from your insistence that it could be a soup. Because it clearly could not. Why are you
what
laughing?
What is it?
You're listening to NPR, man. NPR people don't laugh.
Well, we're taking a break. What is baklava?
Baklava, I think, is like a hummus. Is it? It's like a hummus.
You're telling me you can't put that in a soup?
Well, you could put a car tire in a soup if you wanted. That doesn't
exactly.
make it
exactly. I have a baklava soup recipe that I very much enjoy.
Yeah, it's like a bread. It's like a sweet bread.
Yeah, that works. It's a meat bread, man.
I can't tell if that looks horrendous or
looks
delicious.
Real bad.
Like, half of it looks great.
It looks like pumpkin pie mixed with meat.
That's what it is. It's a meat pie,
yeah,
but, like, not an actual meat pie. Like,
nope.
This one's got, like, corn in it and stuff, dude.
You tell me you just can't make that and then crush it up, put it in a soup? Oh, shit.
That's chicken wonton.
Damn it.
That's fava soup.
Yeah, baklava soup, bitch. Bitch.
What are you, where? Here?
Oh, it's a, yeah, baklava something.
That's baklava couture. There's literally a website dedicated to baklava. It almost looks like lasagna. I could see that. It's delicious. I mean, I think it's sweet. I don't remember the meat part, though. Okay, we got to check out this baklava website. What is going on here? Assorted baklava for the sweetest dessert table. Dude.
I don't know what.
What have we stumbled upon?
I don't know. How can you be.
$45!
How can you be sweet with meat involved?
I don't know. Put sugar on it, man. Okay, so you're telling me, all right, that you're okay making a soup out of a meat pie, but if you start making a meat pie sweet, you're out?
Right.
It doesn't make any
sense. Soups aren't sweet, man.
They're also not made of meat, man.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What's chicken noodle soup?
That's noodles with chunks of chicken in it.
Ah, what's chicken? Meat.
Yeah, but baklava is like a whole thing.
Ah, it's mixed with bread and sweet and meat. There's a whole lot.
You're just saying
I words. Definitely know that you can make baklava soup. You just said you can make a tire soup. You can make fucking baklava.
No, I said
soup.
You can put a tire in a
you
soup.
You could have just ran with my damn analogy, but no, you had to point it out and then make fun of me because I don't know what the fuck baklava is. You terrible person.
I mean, you could have just thought of a soup like tomato.
I did.
That seems like that would have been easier.
No.
Buttery rhubarb baklava recipe. See, I just Googled baklava soup recipe.
No one's making soup with baklava.
No one is making soup with baklava, man.
Shit.
But this does look good, and I feel like we should eat this.
I don't even know what it is, man.
I don't even know where you'd get it.
Filled with an exquisite cinnamon walnut sugar combination, baked and then topped with sweet honey topping to make a spectacular delicious dessert.
That sounds delicious, dude.
I mean that doesn't sound like meat.
No, I don't think there's meat. I think it's like a caramelized center. Dude, I think we should make some baklava. Anyway.
Baklava.
Today on NPR, we will be discussing recipes for your favorite foreign dish, baklava. I'm here today with expert in baklava making, Colby Newman. Colby, introduce yourself, please, and your credentials.
Hello, everyone. I've studied at Oxford University in the history and sciences of baklava. I have a master's in baklavaology, and I would love to talk to you about some sweet recipes that you can make with no time at all.
Yes, first let's discuss your college career. You said you went to Oxford.
Oxford University of North Hampshire, England,
yes,
realm.
Yes, of course, North Hampshire realm. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason that you chose that over Cambridge, another prestigious baklava school?
We didn't have the Cambridge in the Northampton Eastern realm.
Oh, you had to travel.
I mean, if you're referring to actual Cambridge, I couldn't make it in there. My grades were terrible. No, I went to Oxford University, Southampton, Northern Realm School for Mentally Disabled People. God. That went off the rails.
I just kept going.
It's a very long school title.
There's so many names for that school. It's Oxford, but it's a community college.
Yeah.
Also, 100%. For the mentally disabled.
Yep.
Baklava, I think, is Middle Eastern. I think it's Middle Eastern. Vinny says baklava next Sunday. We might have to do that. Irish, maybe Scottish. I think it is Middle Eastern.
Where is baklava from?
I think it's... I'm going to say... Armenia.
Greece.
There you go, man. The history of baklava. This scrumptious delicacy is quite controversial and unfortunately not well documented. Many ethnic groups, such as the Greek, Turks, and Middle Easterners, claim baklava as their own and prepare it in their own ways. The story of baklava began long, long ago. As a matter of fact, one version of the story claims the baklava origins to the mighty Assyrians, who had been preparing it to ancient Assyrians as early as the 8th century BC by layering unleavened flatbread with chopped nuts in between, drenching it in honey, and then baking it into a primitive wood-burning oven. So it's up there.
It's always been a sweet.
Yeah. So definitely not a soup.
No.
Because you already confirmed that soups aren't sweet.
Right. No,
so
I failed.
You actually defeated yourself.
I did.
Good job.
I did!
How did we get on that subject exactly?
Dude, NPR led to some weird places.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, we were supposed to not make weird faces because...
Yes.
They'll clip them.
Right.
Put them in the Discord and...
I'm sure there were some weird faces in that.
Oh, there absolutely was. I feel like we actually, by doing that bit, made it worse for ourselves.
Probably
did. I mean, I don't really care if you guys clip our faces and... Colby's is easier to clip. I'm actually surprised you could get, like, something like this of me. Like, this is just me yelling, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But, like, you talk farther away from your microphone. So, like, your head's always in view, but for me, like, the mic's in front of my face.
Oh, yeah.
So we can,
sense.
Like, always clip out your head, but my head's always going to have this big mic.
We got to fix that.
There. That's
works.
Perfect. Is that me laughing? That makes sense. I don't know, dude.
No, I think that's you. Like, I think that's you trying to sing something or at some point in time.
Oklahoma, where the winds come sweeping down the plains.
Was that it?
That was it.
Was that it?
I think that was exactly it.
Dude, I don't know. What do we do on this
Your
show?
Chair is perfect, though.
You like the chair?
Yeah.
You like the chair, man?
That's a good one.
It's the empty chair.
It's like the chair talk show.
God, I can't wait until these are gone. Like, this chair is dead. I'm going to have a Viking funeral for this chair just so I can burn it.
Mm.
But also say it was respectful when in my heart, I'm hoping it dies a painful death.
So wait, you're going to need a boat, a river, a bow and arrow.
I'll settle with just
and
fire.
And some fire.
Let's bonfire it. Does
yeah,
a Viking funeral
respectful?
Does it require
yes,
a boat?
Yes.
I feel like you could send the body
on the boat and then you shoot a flaming
that's like
arrow.
A royal Viking funeral.
That's a Viking funeral.
You could just put it on a bunch of sticks, like an altar, like a wood table. Table's the word I was looking for.
So now
made
you're
of wood.
You need a bundle of sticks, huh?
Well, sticks are easy to get, man. There's sticks everywhere. Yes, there's sticks. Why are you doubting that?
No, never mind. No, you don't know what a bundle of sticks is?
Yeah, it's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roasted, dude.
Roasted.
Oh my god, your mic is still in front of you.
That's perfect.
And my computer turned off.
Why did I do that?
Probably because I forgot to turn off the sleep thing on it. I bet you can't find fide sticks right now. Well, I mean, we're in the house. So.
Yeah.
I meant, like, outside everywhere, you know.
There's not enough to make a throne.
I'm not going to put it on a throne.
Or an altar.
There's enough. Dude, we could go back out to the lake. There's going to be a ton of sticks out there. And we could make an altar, throw the chair on it, light it up.
So you're going to drive 40 minutes to the lake to pick up sticks. Then you're going to get enough to where you can make an altar, then put them in your car and drive back, and then set your chair on
fire. Why don't I just put the chair in the car and then set it on fire at the lake?
It's a better idea.
That way, if the fire gets out of control, I can quickly drive away, and no one will know it was me.
It's a public lake, so
yeah,
people are going to see you.
No, I'll go when people aren't there. Like in November. No one will be there in November.
You're going to wait until November to get a new chair?
Well, I'm going
to
wait until I can afford a new chair, so that might be 2075 for all I know, man. Smartboard says, wait, Link smokes, and I believe that he's calling you Link, which I don't think is proper, because you've been replaced by Link.
Right.
He's either grumpy, he's Grumpy Cat, if you want to give him something. And he doesn't smoke, he vapes.
I'm one or the other.
Yeah. No, you're not Link.
I'll take Link.
Please stream the burning of the chair. I'd like to pay my respects. No problem. No problem, I can do that. Local madman burns chair shouting Viking funeral. Yeah, dude. That'd be great. Could give a eulogy for the chair, you know? Talk about all the times it supported me.
Dear chair, you were always there to support my butt from falling into your spiky undergrowth of nothingness. I've lost it.
You're doing good today, man. You just start rattling on and just... off you go, dude. Off
right
you go.
To a very, very dark place.
Yep. Yep.
I was meaning to say that you were going to get impaled by the...
Like the chair.
The pole,
like
that's holding
the actual
chair.
Bottom part of the chair collapses.
Yeah.
And the rod goes into my butt.
Yep.
Is that what you were expecting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man.
That's what I tried to say, but then I said it's spiky. I don't really know what that is.
Well, you meant like pokey. Not like an actual spike.
There's one spike.
Well, it's the part that holds the chair seat together.
Yeah.
This is the least entertaining discussion we've probably ever had on the show.
Ever.
Ever.
But I want you to be impaled.
Well, that's friggin' rude. What's the big mummy? What's the big movie to see this summer? I don't know. Does Infinity War count as this summer?
I mean, it should.
That's probably the biggest movie this year. You think we're downloading something? Is that why we're dropping frames, man?
I don't know why we're dropping frames, man.
Because it's one of those times we're not dropping them really bad, like we're only dropping like 10 a second.
Mm-hmm.
Most people probably won't even notice. It's probably like my computer running a scan or something. I hate it, man.
So dumb.
Let me look.
I don't know, Menace, Me Nice. What movies do you want to see, man? Deadpool?
Well, when's the summer movie season officially start? That's the first question we got to ask.
I would say May.
You think it's May?
So Avengers doesn't count.
So, yeah, Avengers wouldn't count then. I don't know, man.
Ant-Man, The Wasp, 2.
It's not Jurassic World.
Oh, that shit's coming out?
Yeah, that comes out like July, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that's like July. That's when that comes out. There, I fixed it.
You got Solo, man. You looking forward to that train wreck? To
oh,
that
no.
explosive piece of shit.
Like, right now.
Soy low.
Okay. I have two in real life friends, okay, who have been blowing up the Discord publicly, even though they have a specific place to look for groups and to also talk without bothering other people.
Mm.
Okay. And they've been asking me to play Destiny with them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I like playing Destiny. It's fun, it's fine. And tonight's Chris like, you want to go see a movie? And I'm like, eh. You know? Because the only movie options are like Solo and Deadpool. And I just don't even know if it's... Like, which one is... Like, I can't figure out which one I care about less. Playing Destiny or going and seeing Solo. Like, I don't really want to do either, you know?
Yeah.
But doing one of them is better than doing nothing.
I would say, yeah.
You know, probably. I just don't know. Like it's like getting a shot in your left butt cheek or your right butt cheek. Like how do you choose which one you do?
Pick one.
There's
of the
no
options.
Pros and cons list there that actually exists.
No.
You know?
I just don't want to give it money.
Solo?
Yeah. I want Kathleen Kennedy fucking dead.
Well, you gotta wait then. Are you gonna go see it in theaters?
No.
You're not.
I don't really feel like it.
I bet you go see it.
I really don't.
I bet
feel
by
like
next
it.
Sunday you've already seen it.
If I'm not paying for it.
Okay.
I'll go see Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I think that one's fine. I just didn't really care that
I
much about Solo. Deadpool 1.
I'm gonna watch it illegally. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, but you'd have to wait till it's
that's fine.
Available, right?
That's fine.
You can do that.
There's a cam version of it out there already.
Oh, I'm sure. It's probably not good though.
No, but I'm like I care.
You need the high quality storytelling.
No
man.
One needs that.
It's what you need.
I just need to know if fucking Donald Glover is actually playing a pansexual Lando.
Well, I think he has sex with the robot in the movie.
That is so dumb.
I mean, I don't think it's explicit like he's actually having sex with the robot, but I'm fairly certain.
Like it, they're in a relationship.
They're in a like a relationship, and it's implied that they love each other.
That's real dumb.
What's wrong with that, man? If the man loves his robot, he should be allowed to. It's Star Wars.
That's real dumb.
Dude, if you are in a universe where you can love a blue lady who has tentacles coming out of the top of her head, you can love a robot without judgment.
Nah, robots are made of metal.
So?
You think metal feels good on skin?
I think Padme didn't complain.
That was only part. The rest was flesh.
Oh. Oh.
Unless he got his dick chopped off by Dooku, too. Then it could be metal.
I don't know, man. I just feel like why... Like, the thing about getting politically correct with those movies, like, I understand it's probably not necessary. But at the same time, that's literally... You're in a universe where there's a four-legged, fat alien Matthew-looking MF-er holding a diner, talking to Obi-Wan and giving him information about bounty hunters. And that doesn't upset you, but Lando likes robots. That
yeah.
upsets you.
I don't give a fuck. Who Lando likes.
Right, that's my point.
Don't give a shit.
It's like, I just... The whole thing is ridiculous.
Focus on the fact that it's a robot that made itself.
I mean,
so
robots have
Ultron.
Feelings, man.
So it's Ultron.
Do robots have feelings? Does C-3PO experience pain?
Well, it shouldn't, because then they're going to ruin the lore of all of Star Wars, because there's basically robot slavery.
That's true. Well, that's a great point. Opens up a lot of questions.
Yeah,
if robots can feel love.
They shouldn't.
Think of the Michael Scott, I was only able to love, and then he dies, you know? It's mm-hmm. like that, you know?
Yeah, anyway, that's it.
I'm going to catch up on chat real quick.
That's it.
Beef with Jurassic World.
Yes.
It's just kind of...
It's the worst movie ever
it's
made.
It's just unrealistically silly.
Super bad
and silly.
Stupid.
That's it.
And
I mean,
pointless. Kind of dumb.
It's hard to suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with it. But, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun to watch.
No, it will be it real,
just
real bad.
Be ridiculous.
It'll
you
be
know?
Real bad.
Which butt cheek do I sit on more? Probably my left one, so
I
that'd probably be the
left.
One I'd want
yeah.
the shot not into. I'd probably want it on the right. It's a good way to think about it, Taylor. Thank you for being smart. Karth Ronis, hey, welcome back, man. How you doing today? All the movies nowadays are trash. They appeal to foreign countries. That want only special effects. There aren't any good story-driven or good character development. Well, there are. They just don't play in theaters. You gotta go to, like, Sundance and stuff like that. You know?
Isn't this the story of Detroit?
I was gonna talk about Karth Ranis' comment before we moved on, man.
I thought that was a comment on him.
No, he's talking about just in general, like, Solo, like, not being that great. It's because movies now are just special effects, so people in China will buy tickets to see... You know, the Millennium Falcon fly through space while John Octopus
I don't know. They really haven't. Like, I watched this YouTube channel. It's called World Class Bullshitters or something like that.
Okay.
And they are very anti-Lucasfilm
okay.
Kathleen Kennedy motherfuckers.
Okay. Yeah. No wonder you like them.
And they do... Well, they are the main reason why I am that.
Yeah? Main reason?
Yeah. Main reason? Nipple.
Continue.
They
buy me a drink first.
No, please, please. I will touch you whenever I want.
All right, you're right, Master. I'm sorry.
China has all the trade exports in the world.
Okay.
They do not like Star Wars.
Really? You know what? I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it opened...
But
the Force Awakens opened huge.
Okay.
Like, 440 million.
In China?
Yeah,
or here? Okay.
China. In, like, I don't know if it was the opening weekend.
Well, I know the Chinese people,
like
love Transformers.
Yeah.
Like, they love... Like, they love Michael Bay style movies.
Right.
Like, they'll love Jurassic World.
But, like, Rogue One, Last Jedi, Yeah. And then now Han Solo, they made like two.
Terrible million. In China.
Not good at all.
Well, maybe, you know, something to be said for that. I feel like a lot of our love of Star Wars is just because we feel like we culturally have to love Star Wars.
Yeah, a lot of people said that it was because the originals didn't air there.
I mean, that's probably, like, they're not that good, honestly.
No.
They're not that good.
No.
Like, we've just grown up here in America under this deluge of Star Wars. Even, I mean, think, there weren't movies for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there weren't movies for 20 years. And still, everyone everywhere knows what Star Wars is.
Yeah.
And that just being baked into your culture, you feel almost like you have to be a part of that.
You used to be a very decent Star Wars fan.
I did, yeah. And then I grew
before
out of it.
Before the new ones came about.
No. I probably stopped being a Star Wars fan in my mid-20s. I just stopped caring. There was other things I liked better, mm-hmm. and Star Wars just kept taking back seats. Like, back when I was a teenager, Star Wars was a big deal. Because it was one of my favorite lore, one of my favorite universes to get lost in. And then when I probably got into my 20s, I realized, hey, there's actual things out there that have deeper and more meaningful universes to get lost in. And so I just kind of lost interest in Star Wars. I think that's more what happened. Like,
I don't think that's what happened.
And then Star Wars just doesn't make any sense. Like, we've talked about that 100 times.
Yeah.
On this show. Like, I don't understand the economics of Star Wars. I don't understand...
They have infinite money.
Like that, yeah. It's just none of it really makes sense when you start thinking about it. I don't like that.
Anyways.
I do. I care. It ruined. Like, if we're supposed to take it seriously, and everyone's like, continuity matters. Ray's parents being gone is a huge deal to her character development, but you don't really. Character development doesn't actually matter at all.
How does Destiny afford the things Destiny has, man?
Destiny sucks. Blow it up.
What's a good lore then?
The Witcher. Yeah, let's talk about The Witcher.
Oh, God. Man, I can't poke holes in that one because it doesn't have infinite money. It's just medieval times.
Right. Witcher has great lore. I mean, there's lots of things out there that has cool. I mean, Destiny has cool lore, but part of the reason Destiny works is because some of it is mysterious. You know?
Mm.
Like, there's parts, there's big question marks in places, and you're just supposed to fill in your own gaps. That's also one of its weaknesses, though, is that some of the things that you're like, how did this work? You know you'll never get an answer for it, because they can't give one. So they just put it out under the guise of, it's a mystery. You know?
Stupid. That's laziness.
Lord of the Rings has a better universe. I used to be really big into Lord of the Rings as well, you know?
I couldn't think of the book that had all the lore in it.
The Silmarillion?
No, that's not the correct
Unfinished
pronunciation.
Tales?
But yeah, you got it.
What do you mean?
Silmarillion, man.
What was that?
Silmarillion.
Silmarillion?
Silmarillion.
I think it's a Silmarillion.
It's not that.
I think it is.
It's not
We're
that.
Google it. Chat, what are you guys talking about? Let's see here. Isn't this a story of Detroit? Kind of. I don't really know. We're halfway through Detroit on my channel, so we'll know, like, I mean, kind of they're becoming to feel, but they don't feel everything in that video game. Like, they still don't feel pain and stuff, so. I don't know, for some reason, like, if you're a robot
slave. Oh,
that's
what he meant.
And you don't feel pain,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's less of a problem.
Yeah.
Because I feel like slavery was so driven through pain. I mean, emotional pain is a thing.
Well, in the Star Wars lore, it's clear that droids feel pain. They torture
Yeah, that's
droids.
Right. They, like, put down those hot pokers on
yeah,
their feet and stuff.
Them. Mm-hmm.
Why would they give droids the ability to feel pain?
Great question, man.
Also, there is a Chinese person in Rogue One, right? Isn't that the I'm one with the Force?
Yeah.
The Force is with me, or whatever.
They didn't give a shit until Rogue One is what that says.
Oh,
but that's incorrect because they definitely gave a shit.
Well, I mean, I think China. You're going to make a lot of money in China just based on the fact that if 10% of the people go, that's the equivalent of 80% of America going, because there's so many friggin' people over there.
They really went to Force Awakens, and then after that, they were like, "Well, no, this no good. I don't like."
Googling it right now. Silmarillion. Oh, here, this will help us. It's pronounced like that.
Sindarin.
Correction. How do you pronounce this? How come they don't have a pronouncer, man? Pronounce. Here we go. This will solve it for us, man. Is he going to say it? Or
Silmarillion.
Ooh. Silmarillion.
Oh, just suck on that.
I'm not sure that's what you said, to be honest.
Silmarillion, man.
Whatever.
That's what I fucking said.
I don't think it is.
The Silmarillion. I just said it fast.
Silmarillion.
Silmarillion. I've said it 5,000 times.
Silmarillion.
The fucking tape.
It's a Silmarillion.
It's not a Salmarillion or whatever the hell you said.
I called it the Salmonella.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Gross.
But how would we get on that subject?
I don't know.
Oh, what movies are good?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Lando's definitely... I don't know if Lando's in love with the robot, but I definitely think the robot is in love with Lando.
Gross. Stupid. Take it out.
Hey, man, anything that can take Donald Glover down a notch...
I don't care.
I'm good with that, man.
Dude, I know. I'm going back through Community.
Yeah?
And he was on that show.
Yes.
And his character cries...
Okay.
So often.
Okay.
Like, all once an episode.
That doesn't
for sure.
have a, but that's his character, though, right?
Yeah, but it's just funny to see him. Like, you could take a clip of that and then take a clip of This Is America and
right.
just put them together and be like, this is the same person. And you'd be like,
what about Atlanta? Is he good in that, man? Because you watched all of Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
He's trying to leave Community behind him, I think.
Yeah.
Is he doing a little bit of the Disney thing where he's kind of be more hardcore to kind of cover up the Community
well,
thing?
Because
I never saw the
yeah.
Community thing.
He was very lighthearted in the Community thing. And then also his stand-up was pretty... It wasn't family-friendly.
Right.
It was more high energy.
I don't
and
know.
Nowadays, he's just all like, hey, no, man.
I feel
I'm
like
stoned.
He's getting dangerously close.
I don't think he ever smoked weed, and then he started to smoke weed, and then
well, he's
he
a rapper.
Became,
you gotta
yeah,
smoke
Atlanta.
Weed.
He became Atlanta then.
Yeah, I feel like he's getting very close. He's like straddling the line of going... To the part of, like, he's going to be considered far left, and that people will just hate him based on that.
Yeah.
I feel, especially after the robot episode.
Right.
You know, this like, this is America, and now he's banging robots. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like people are going to be like, all right, Donald Glover,
yeah.
maybe you're just protesting.
No, yeah, he
you
is.
Know?
Yeah, he's a Colin Kaepernick man.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to do, dude. I guess we couldn't relate.
Yeah,
like,
we can.
Because we share our political opinions on this show,
mm-hmm.
but... We also don't really take a stand on this show.
Yeah, you think what you want. I don't give a fuck.
Well, right. I mean, that's our general attitude with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what if we... that would be the equivalent of us doing an entire episode about what we believe to be right.
Yeah.
Like, he is preaching.
Right.
Like, he is.
Yeah.
Like, whether you agree with him or don't agree with him...
Yeah.
He is preaching to
well,
you.
Yeah, the bad thing is... He is notorious for not... I tried to find an interview about him talking about This America.
Right.
And, like, meaning behind it and things like that. He's like, I don't want to give it meaning.
Well, remember, I said on
people.
The show, I don't think he put as much thought into it as people are saying
right.
he did.
And
yeah.
so, I mean, that just leaves it up for whoever the fuck, the lefty crazies,
right.
the right crazies, to just take it how they want.
Right.
And then be like, this is how it is.
That's because I guarantee
like,
you,
no.
he or his manager or whoever else is looking at it like, I don't care if they hate it or they hate it or they like it or they like it. Their money is the same color. And so that's all he cares about.
It's just dumb.
It's
just being controversial
about. I mean,
to get
it's literally the thing like,
make money.
I don't, like... I don't think celebrities should give all their money to charity.
Right.
But I do believe, like, I grew up in a stoutly Christian home. And, I mean, you grew up Catholic. Like, tithing and giving your money to the church was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you saw, like, it was a Southern Baptist, very conservative, money-wise and politically.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the pastor, he didn't have to pay for his house because the church paid for it, but it was always modest. It was just enough for his family. It was never a mansion, never a big yard, nothing like that. His car, always used, just economical, that's all he needed. You know, that's how I looked at people who believed in their causes.
Mm-hmm.
They lived their cause. And then when I look at celebrities who's out there who's like, hey man, we should do something about guns, and they write a whole song about it, and we're supposed to believe that this is their preaching about how guns are bad, and we're supposed to understand it, and they're supposed to change our minds with their artwork. That's the whole point, I would imagine. Well, Donald Glover shouldn't make any money off that. He should give that all to a organization whose sole purpose it is to spread awareness.
Right.
He shouldn't be eating at, you know, the Palm restaurant in L.A., off money from his preachings. I firmly believe that.
It's a great point.
Like, if you can't just... Because otherwise you're doing it for the money.
Yeah.
And like, I hate that stay woke now is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, I mean, that's what the equivalent is. It's like, you got to understand, this is all business.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately why I don't like going to churches anymore either, because it's all a business. Like,
yeah.
everything is a business. Oh, it has nothing to do with the cause. Everything
fucking
to do with someone
Catholic
getting rich.
Church.
Well, right. That's the prime example.
Their priest's home, who don't have family, don't get married,
right.
Only live with each other.
Right.
It was a big fucking house, man.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Well, they have gold chalices and stuff, man. That is not necessary.
No, it's not.
You think Jesus cares if there's a gold chalice? He does not.
No.
All right, anyway, if you watch there, there's things in it that's actually thought out after he kills the gun and is taken well care of in red cloth and the body should drag away. Well, I'm not saying he didn't put any thought into it. I think he did put some thought into it, but I think people like that do 1 hour long analysis videos on YouTube about things that are happening in the background. I don't think he put that much thought into it. I think he probably put as much thought into making the beat as he did what the music video looked like, you know? Dude, I'm telling you, like, we're creative people. If we were going to do something as a statement, we would find a dozen reference materials that we wanted to like use and interpret into what we were going to do, mm-hmm. and then we would interpret those things. Nothing in the world is original anymore.
No,
fight me. There's nothing left. Everything that you find is derivative of someone else's work, and I truly believe that he may have put a lot of thought into it. And he might have thought, you know, this is what it is, but he when he went in and he made it, he didn't go in making like, I wonder what people will think of this. He goes, this is what I think of this. This is how I'm going to interpret it.
Right.
And then when people ask him, how did you interpret this? And he goes, I think it's open to interpretation. That's technically true. Everything's open to interpretation, but that's not what the interviewer meant. They meant, how do you interpret this?
Right.
What did you think about making? Right,
this
because there can't be two worldviews. Like, you can't say everything I did here is open to interpretation,
mm-hmm.
because then
while purposely putting things
right.
in that aren't really open for interpretation.
Right. Like, he meant them to be taken a certain way; otherwise, the point
he
would be lost.
For you to see,
yes.
that the guns
that's
got
the
held
whole
in
idea.
Red cloths over the fact that bodies just were dragged off.
Right.
Like, I mean, he definitely was trying to say something.
Right.
And by the fact of him saying,
that.
"I'm not trying to say anything about it." That just makes me upset.
Right. Well, and it also
like,
makes
explain
people
explain your fucking shit.
Well, and what it does is it makes you go somewhere other than the source.
Right.
So now you go to another person
and
watch
person,
their video, and then
person.
You go to another person who watch their video, and all the time you're just in Donald Glover land, and mm-hmm. he's just making money because, as we know, every time you play a clip from his song, he blocks it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all a money making scheme. It's all it is, and I'm not against that. It's capitalism. That's how it works. This show is for profit, all right? Sub. We're not making, like, a secret about it.
Right.
But I just think people got to know that, especially in this internet age where there literally are people who can go viral, you know, based off something that they made. You got to remember that these celebrities have managers and LLCs and corporations and promotional artists and marketing staffs behind their stuff, and they don't do any of this themselves.
Yeah.
It is not a one-man operation.
Yeah, and no.
Period.
I mean, obviously, the idea of the music video, I think, came from the song, and the song came from Donald.
Yes, Donald got
Ryder.
Drew sources from his life,
yes.
which are his friends and
then
his environment.
The director definitely put it in the
also
way that
did
you
stuff,
see
you know?
Visually, but the ideas, I think, behind it were mainly Donald.
Right.
Or whoever wrote it. But I like Keep It 100, man. He's got it right.
You give him more spotlight?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Why, what?
Oh, are you talking about the other thing? Colby's trying to tell us something. There's a glass with a beer company on it. Is he saying he drinks beer like it's water? No, what he's doing is he's drinking out of my glasses. My water.
Oh, no.
And then he will expel it through his body into my toilet.
Whose beer did you drink yesterday, buddy?
It was yours.
Yeah, that's right! Keep that in mind! Asshole.
Let's make a video about how Colby rips me off, and then you make a video about how I rip you off, and then we can start like a feud on the show.
Why do we want a feud?
I don't know. Get clicks? You think we get clicks if we have to start a feud, man?
No. You're a dictator.
Seth is a dictator. That's why everything is a business. I mean, that might be true. I see it that way, but
you're not a dictator about it.
I don't know what a dictator means, but
I think you're just woke.
I'm not woke.
You're just woke.
I just
I'm more woke than the idiots who say that they're woke.
You just gotta money runs everything. Everything is about money. Everything. At least in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's guns. Just by the way, it's all about money. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I was crazy, I'd be like, hey, that's why we have cancer. Because pills cost money. Can't cure it, pills go away. Like, that type of stuff is kind of crazy. But at the same time, there's probably some truth to it.
Is it?
Everything's about money.
Yeah.
Everything's about money, man.
Rich people don't die from cancer.
Well, they do. But the way I honestly would look at it is if they cure cancer, they'll still find a way to make money.
Yeah.
Someone's making money, always. Mm-hmm. And your artists make money, like we make money. This is how, that's how the world revolves. It's based on money. Man. We played the part of the woman's edit. We didn't play it because we can't, but we did. I think you probably, did you see it, the woman's edit?
I never watched the actual video, but I saw a video talking about that there was a video that did this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's not
surprising. Looked real dumb.
Yeah. Do we have guns? No.
I have a .22.
You really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's a rifle.
I don't want you to shoot me with
it. I have no bullets.
It's just the threatening gun.
It's a cock .22 rifle, which doesn't really... They're really rare, apparently.
Okay.
And yeah, so I could do the... And get somebody to get the fuck out of...
Don't you do that, though, and doesn't the shell come out?
Yeah.
So if there's no shell coming out,
I mean,
people know...
Okay. No, once you load the barrel, it doesn't have a clip, so you load one tiny barrel under the main barrel that shoots the weapon.
Okay.
So you load them all with the shells up, and it doesn't put one in the chamber automatically.
Okay, so you gotta cock it. Okay.
When it's fully loaded, you can cock it. And then, once you do that, put another shell in.
Gotcha.
So technically, one more round.
Gotcha.
But yes, then
and then the next
trigger,
time, then you would shoot, then you'd cock it again, it would expel the old shell, new shell would go into the chamber.
Yep,
I gotcha.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Yep.
My family have guns? Well, we live in Kansas.
So, yeah.
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 Yeah, everyone has guns. But they're hunting guns. They're not, like self-defense guns.
My grandpa has a gigantic gun safe.
Like, my father has a shotgun that I'm pretty sure he's had since I was a kid. And he uses it to shoot quail. Like, self-defense isn't a thing people... Like, my sister and my mother keep talking about going to taking handgun safety courses, you know?
Really?
Like...
I don't know, man.
Well, everyone, I mean, you guys know my opinion. I went on a huge rant about just getting rid of guns. So.
Yeah, but...
I'm tired of guns. There's no need for
them. The bad guys are going to still have guns.
I don't care. They still have guns. Give them guns.
I mean, they have guns now, so why take the guns away from the people that may stop the bad man with the gun?
Because you don't need them. That's why.
Why don't you need them?
Why do you need them?
To stop the bad man from
shooting
more
people. No,
you're
not going to stop him. You're not going to do it. You don't have bullets in your gun.
I don't.
Yeah. And neither does 90%
people who take conceal and carry courses. I feel like they. We're not going to get into this discussion again.
Well, it's because mostly because there's nothing you can say to change of mind. Because I said during that conversation, all logic is gone.
Yeah,
get rid of guns.
Right, and that doesn't work in a world.
No, it logic. Only works for me because I'm stubborn.
Right,
and that's my belief, and I will believe it.
Yeah,
yeah, this is how it works, man. Guns, dude. Guns. How can you go around shooting black people without guns? It's fine, man. They'll choke them. Don't worry about it.
They'll choke them?
They'll choke them.
Jesus.
Well, man, they've choked them before. Remember the I Can't Breathe guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll figure out a way, Morris. We're industrious. It's the American way.
That was a lynching joke, man.
No, I don't think it was.
You said choke. My mind went straight to hanging people.
That says more about you than it does me.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But still... You're the one who said the lynching joke.
I did not! You're the one who interpreted it as that!
You did, though.
There is an item in the news about
anyone,
a man...
just because I did means someone else can, too.
Well, I don't care about them. You should be smarter than our average listener, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's on you.
No.
That's on you for being dumb.
I should be as dumb as our average listener. To pander to them. So they subscribe to the channel. And tip. Some money.
Speaking of subscribing to the channel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think we have someone here who needs to update their share. Here we go.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Oh, look at that. Look who just subscribed. Hey, can you read the sub notification for Z-Switch?
Why would you make this
Come on, man.
When it's literally about a gun?
What do you mean?
The ting goes scrat.
Yes.
Pop, pop, ka, ka, ka. Skiddicky pop pop.
It's terrible. Do it with feeling,
bird.
Man.
Boom. Skaya. Do do coo coo don don. Boom boom. You don't know.
That was worth it.
The ting goes scrat. That means the gun goes bang.
I don't care. What's that have to do with anything?
It was good timing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. So what I'm good at it. Yeah. I could tell the future.
Yeah. You knew we were going to get
I did.
Gun
7 months in a row. Whoever that C-Swigs guy is, man.
He's a cool dude.
He's
right?
A great man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder when Newman Drums is going to have their 7 month subscription. Oh.
Never. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got my 2 month subscription a day, though.
To me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to read your resub message.
My cancellation message? You mean?
If it's already charged, it's too late. Can't cancel now.
Can't. You got my money.
I got your money.
You got my money.
Those are the lyrics to Man's Not Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tingle, scratch, pop, pop.
I save that because it's actually very fun to put that in like text to speech.
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of like Discord channels and people's streams.
Please
have like
that.
You donate bits and it'll do text to speech, and I put that in there, and it's pretty great to hear the computer voice.
Find a computer voice and type that in.
You want to do that?
I do.
I'm sure we can do that. Like I'm sure there's like a similar Siri simulator or something. Like
text to speech.
Siri voice generator. That's the word I was looking for. Generator. Let's try that. Offline tone generator. Boom. All right. Who should we pick, man? We got Microsoft David Desktop. Google. And we don't look like we have like Siri and all those in here.
Let's do the Google US, that one.
This one right here?
Yeah.
The tingo scraw, pap pap, ka 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 skadiki pap pap, and a poo poo put our boom sky a doo doo coo coo dun dun poom. Poom, you done know?
Do it one more time, just the beginning.
You want to hear
tingo skirt.
The tingo scraw, pap pap, ka 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 skadiki pap
pap. Oh god, it's still
and
playing.
And a poo poo put our boom sky a doo doo coo coo dun dun poom.
Poom.
Could this do it? Oh, no. This is literally telling you how to do it. I just want the internet to do it for me, man.
Yeah, man. Why can't it just be easy?
Text to speech. Here we go. Paste. Voice. Daisy? Let's try Daisy. Oh, is this literally going to play? It's literally going to do an MP3.
Why?
That's a great question, man. Why is this so hard? How has no one made this?
They definitely have. Just do text-to-speech voice generator.
You're going to do, like, Alexa? Here we go. Does this work?
In your browser.
Let's see. Head on over to Echoism.
God, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. Hold on.
Jesus.
This better work.
Jesus Christ is Lord. He comes down from heaven to yours.
You literally have to speak.
Oh, my God.
See, never mind. It's too hard. Doesn't work.
No.
Doesn't work. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, move on.
The internet has let us down.
I was just singing a song about Jesus.
Yeah? Kumbaya?
I didn't like it.
I didn't hear anything you were saying. Smartboard, thanks for stopping by today, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, man.
Have a good one. Hope you're. Thanks for hanging out.
Grumpy Cat will miss you.
Yeah, Grumpy Cat will miss you. Hope we'll see you later. Yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about, man? Should I be worried that this hasn't moved in a while?
What?
The audio file. It's just...
Probably.
Like, it says recording, but it's... It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not. Well, guess we get the Twitch audio today.
Yeah. That's fun.
Why did it stop, man?
I don't know, man. Your computer's old.
I've just restarted it, man. It should work great. Oh. It just... We're just going to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just see.
It's recorded 49 minutes and 3 seconds. How long into the show are we? We're 49 minutes in. I think it's still recording. It's just very slow.
I think it's possible.
Like, I just don't have... I don't have anything open either. Like, it's just... Like, why is my memory at 81%?
Don't know.
What is it doing?
Don't know.
Why do computers suck? This isn't Windows. This is my Mac. How old is this Mac? 2012. How old is that? 6 years. That's pretty old. I can't buy a new Mac, man. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man.
Why are you guys on a 4 diet of soy and fluoride?
I think that's IV diet.
No.
I don't really understand what that means either. Soy and fluoride. What's that mean?
Let's see. Fluoride is the chemical that they're putting in the water that makes the turns frogs gay.
And y'all look like weak beta males.
Soy is soy boys. You drink enough soy, you're going to get estrogen. And
oh, so is this a guy that falls into our new troll policy?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Dude, that's definitely so satisfying, man.
Yeah.
You should do it sometime.
What, ban people?
Yeah, it's just so great.
I just like seeing them.
They just go away. And it's over, you know?
It's just because people are dumb and trying to think that they're funny on the internet and chat rooms.
Like, why would you come into a chat and then call someone a beta male?
I don't.
Like, what are you going through in your life?
Now, what do you look like to where you could be calling people beta males?
You know what's going to make me feel good today? Calling strangers beta males.
You know what's the most alpha thing to do ever? Go into a Twitch chat and call people betas. Oh, my God. Forrest, I just had the best idea of what to do today. Other than fucking a cousin, let's go into this goddamn chat, tell people they're beta males. Because everybody's faggots. Everybody's stupid and dumb, gay, homosexual, fucking liberals.
Lando loves a robot!
Oh, I got heated there,
that's
man.
What happened, man? Let it out. You okay? Dude, you're actually hot.
Oh, well, it's fucking hot as shit in here, that's why.
I thought you said it felt good today.
Well, it got hot once that happened. Also, I've been hot. I'm just sitting here.
Baldo says, some people want to watch the world burn. Dude, how great would it be?
He's tired of bum-fucking his cousin, so he wants to see somebody else get mad.
If the Joker walks in to that scene of Dark Knight and just goes, y'all smell of soy and fluoride. And then that was his speech. And then he penciled the guy's head, and then he left.
Perfect.
That'd get him, dude.
You should do voiceovers?
Yeah, man. His best voice he can no longer use, though, because Morgan Freeman just... he ruined it, man.
He did.
What other voices? I think you could do Arnold, but can you only do the get to the chopper line? Is that the only Arnold line you can do?
I've lost the ability for accents.
You used to be able to do a pretty good Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nah, it went away.
No. I mean, it kind of devolved into like...
So good. You gotta pucker the lips out like this.
Like, that's not
and
bad.
Then it comes out.
It's not really Trump. It's more like you with a Trump accent.
Yep.
It's kind of more like what that is.
Yeah.
But the lips itself, can you say that one?
It's not a tumor.
No, not as Trump. That's an Arnold line, man.
It's not a tumor.
It's better. That's pretty good. That's pretty
it's
good.
Not a tumor. Get to the chopper.
What other celebrities? Can you do Pacino?
Oh.
That's pretty good, too. I mean, that's not really a word. That's just more of a breath, but...
That's his breath.
Who else is, like, a really... I just don't remember who you could do voices
do
of.
De Niro.
Morgan Freeman was your biggest one, man.
Yeah, De Niro.
It's gone. That's so sad, dude.
Sometimes you gotta pucker your face together.
Yeah?
And you try and do a De Niro accent, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
That's not bad.
That's not at all De Niro.
I don't know.
I mean, the
it.
Face might look like it a little
yeah,
bit, but
I think
it's
that's what I
just...
What about Christopher Walken? Can you do Christopher Walken?
No. I want to so bad.
That'd be great.
But I can't do
He's like one of the hardest people to
Sometimes
do a voice in.
You gotta get down with your bad self.
What is that?
I don't know. He just accents certain parts
that's something
of words.
You think he would say.
Yeah, he's a dancer, man. He dances.
What?
You never seen Walk and Dance, man?
I don't think so.
Dude, what was that Anthony Hopkins thing I sent you over text?
Oh, my God, dude. That's like 3 or 4 weeks old now.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Do you remember My Cocaine? Remember that?
My Cocaine?
Yeah.
My Cocaine? Yes, this is My Cocaine.
What, how would I Google that? Like
Anthony
weird...
Hopkins, weird dance. That's what I did.
Weird dance? Oh, okay.
It was selfie.
I typed selfie. Here we go. Here it is. Have you guys... I don't know, chat... You just prepare yourself.
For something very weird.
For what you're about to witness. All right, this is Anthony Hopkins, award-winning actor.
I think this is like one of those deep fake things, man. Or like an old person that really looks like Anthony Hopkins.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know how you can get like a better look than that. I mean, that definitely looks like him, but
it looks just like him. Like, dude, how come we don't do that, man?
Just inset.
He's periods. Having a fit, yeah, dude. This is scarier than Silence of the Lambs.
At
I
random,
agree.
Oh, pots. If the sentence to talk like walking, I don't think that works.
It's just that's too slow. You got to do it, but faster.
Just inset periods, random parts of the sentence. Talk like walking. Can't do it.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what's up with Anthony Hopkins.
I don't know, like, man. It's the weirdest.
He got the days mixed up on his pill container. I mean, the man's old, yeah. Right? He was just in Transformers the last night. Should we be worried that maybe he's not all there?
Possibly.
Like, I don't feel like that's an Anthony Hopkins choice to be in Transformers the last night. Like, remember how he didn't want to be in the third Thor movie, but he got convinced when he read the script that was good?
Mm-hmm.
But he's okay with being in the last Transformers movie.
And maybe they had a lot of money.
Also, I didn't know he could move that quickly.
I didn't either. I think that might have been a seizure.
Like, what would you have done, seriously, if you went to my YouTube page, and there's just a video of me doing that?
I would freak the fuck out.
Yeah, like, that can't be good for his friends, right?
I really want Pinella to do that.
Dude, no, because now he'll do it to freak you out. Okay. Like, but without warning? And that's not okay. I feel like someone needs to check in on
it. It would be a very good way to get him committed.
I mean, I'm sure he's still a good actor and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. He's in Westworld Season 2, right? Or is he dead?
I mean, for all we know, he was just bored, and he had a lot of time, and he was just... felt like dancing, man. Mm. That's all he was doing. It was just dancing. Good for him. And whatever. So, all right, we're an hour into the show. We haven't talked about anything.
No.
Like, nothing.
0 out of 10 walking.
Yeah, he didn't like your walking.
I didn't either.
He's our tier 3 sub, though, so you better make it up to him.
I can't.
Just not even an effort?
No.
Can't do it. Not possible. Do we want to? Okay, here's what we can do. Colby and I went to the lake yesterday. We didn't really do a lot there. We could talk about that.
We did that.
Do you have any Memorial Day plans you want to talk about, man?
I'm Batman.
Yeah, anything happen in this next few days?
Batman's gonna stay out late at night fighting crime.
Do you have to work tomorrow?
I don't.
Oh, look at you, man.
I know. It's very, very, very awesome.
You're gonna stay up late?
Oh, yeah. Batman's staying up.
Chad, what should I ask Batman?
To fight crime.
Batman.
Yes.
Are you on an IV of soy and fluoride?
I very much am.
Okay.
Keeps me young.
Keeps me young?
It's the serum I found in Bane's mask.
What's your opinion on baklava soup?
Baklava? What is that? That doesn't exist.
It's a Greek pastry.
That doesn't exist.
It does exist. We've looked it up on the internet, Batman.
Well, baklava, yes, but not baklava soup.
Oh, I have it under good authority from a man who graduated from Oxford Community College for the Mentally Disabled that baklava soup is a thing that can be made.
It's not a thing. That man is retarded.
What are your thoughts on Rachel?
Rachel! Doesn't Harvey say that, though?
Yeah.
Well, I think at some
point... No! Rachel! Rachel!
Oh, I'm sure there's, like, a supercut of, like, Batman yelling Rachel, right?
Yeah. Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah, see, here we go.
Rachel! 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 Rachel!
Okay. Rachel! So everyone says it. Yeah. So everyone says Rachel.
Rachel!
Everyone says it. Yeah.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Do you know if she's in the comics? Just completely off the rails now, but do you know if Rachel's in the comics? Like, is Batman's girlfriend in the comics Rachel? Does Batman have a girlfriend in the comics?
I don't know.
Like, why don't I know Batman's girlfriend?
I don't think so.
It's like Mary Jane, know her. You know, Lois Lane, know her.
She's probably in there somewhere.
I don't even know Rachel's last name. Do you know Rachel's last? Dawson. Dawes? Dawes.
Rachel Dawes.
Rachel Dawes.
Yeah.
D-A-W-E-S.
She's a D-A.
Or as I would pronounce it.
A-D-A.
Dawes.
Mm-hmm. Dawes?
Dawes.
I don't know those.
What?
I don't know those.
Don't know what's.
Dawes.
He's marrying Catwoman in the comics right now? What's Catwoman's real name? Isn't that the Killing Joke? Doesn't Batman and Catwoman have sex?
I don't know.
I think so.
But
because I think there's like that. I saw that cartoon going around, and granted, it might have been Rule 34, but it was like a topless Catwoman on top of Batman from The Killing Joke.
I don't know. I forget her name, but I know Anne Hathaway played her.
In the movie, right?
Yeah. And her name
well, they get
it.
Together at the end of the movie. Yeah that's Kyle, true.
That's right.
Yeah that was a stupid about. Question. I should have known that.
Yeah, you dumb.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
Yeah, you dumb. You a stupid person.
All right, that's rude. Yeah, see, let's see. I'm going to see if I can find that sex. Yeah, see, here she is on top of him.
That's Batwoman.
Oh, is that different?
That's Batwoman.
Batgirl?
That's Batgirl. Yeah, that's
why
not
is it
cat.
Batgirl and not Batwoman? Is Batwoman a thing?
No.
Because why isn't it Batboy then?
Because he's a man and she's a girl.
Yeah, see, look, she taking off her top, chat. It's getting serious over here. See? Batman and Batgirl sexy. It should be Batboy. Batboy is a thing in baseball. That's why he can't do it.
Batboy.
I'm the Batboy! And he just shows up and he just throws bats at people.
I'm Batboy.
I'm Batboy.
I'm here to kick your butt.
I'm here to chew tobacco and pick up bats. I feel like that's what they do at the MLB. There's two different people, Batgirl and Batwoman. Why is it so confusing? And why isn't Robin Batboy?
Because he's Robin.
I'm Batman.
Well, that's cool, Mr. Man. What can I be?
You're a bad boy. Put on this costume and go clean the Batmobile. Shirtless. For my entertainment.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Get naked.
Get naked.
I don't know what I'm doing right now, man. But, okay, so anyway.
Yeah, we went to the lake.
Memorial Day plans, man. You going out tonight, like drinking, or?
Yeah, we were gonna go over to Lizzie's because she has a lake, private little lake.
Oh yeah,
and we're gonna get in.
Must be nice. Yeah. Chat, raise your hand if you have a private lake.
Not her own, but like her community of where she lives.
Chat, raise your hand if you have a community lake.
Has a lake
where you live. All right, and then y'all just think about Colby.
Hey man,
tonight not working tomorrow. All right, out there hanging out by the lake, drinking
Miller
Lights.
I know, I'm very upset that you're going to finish Detroit tomorrow because I can't watch it.
You can.
I can't.
Why not?
I'll be doing stuff.
What will you be doing?
I'll be at the pool.
Oh.
All day.
Put me on at the pool, man. Tell everyone to sub and follow while you're there. I have a bathtub. Dude.
I have a bathtub.
God, what a rich dude ballin' hobo is, man. Yeah. He's got his own bathtub.
He's ballin'.
He's a ballin' hobo, dude. Yeah, that's right. He's got a bathtub. Makes him 100 times better than all the other hobos.
All the other hobos, yeah. I mean, they don't have homes, but he's got a bathtub.
Maybe the bathtub. It was his home, dude.
Yeah.
And the Morris Miner's got a bucket in the back garden. See? Oh. I don't even have a back garden. Mm-hmm. I do have a bathtub, though. Do have a bathtub.
I would like a back garden.
Yeah, would you? Well, you got your community lake, so.
I don't have that.
Well, you're going there. Am I going?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Then you could suck it.
Yeah.
You could, like, walk behind
I probably
house.
Could go if I wanted.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could be your plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to do that.
I assume not.
No, I don't. I don't want to be in the next Tone vlog video.
Oh, you might be.
No, I don't want to be.
What though? If you end up in one of those?
How would that... It would have to be a secret camera in my house.
I'm going to tell him to do that.
What, put a secret camera in my
that
house?
That should be one of his... videos
like how to get inside
to
my house
to try and get you on camera. It should be a whole video about trying to get you on
dude
camera.
I don't leave.
I know,
it's gonna be very difficult.
Like fire, you can call in a fake fire.
No, call in a fake fire.
Yeah,
how, what do you think I'm gonna leave because someone screams fire?
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen.
Or like he would have to hire like a fireman impersonator to come knock on your door and be like, "Sir, there's a fire. We need you to leave immediately."
And then I just walk down the steps and he's just filming me.
Yeah, and it's like, "Hey, man, I got you on video. What's up? What's up, buddy? How you doing?" And what would you do? You'd be accosted by a camera. You couldn't.
I don't know what I'd do. I'd be so mad. I would. He might die.
Oh, God, that would be the best thing I would ever see.
He might get murdered.
I wanted to do that
no.
so bad, though.
Don't do that. I'll kill you and him, and I'll start with you.
I don't think we know anyone that's a firefighter, so...
No, you definitely don't. You would be the person who would fit most as a firefighter.
I know. You would recognize me, so I couldn't do that.
You'd have to put on, like, a bird mask and be like, "I've already gotten scorched by the blaze!" as you came in or something. That'd be pretty great.
That'd be terrible. No, I can't hide my fucking face, man. Can't
put
get
on a mask,
a realistic mustache or some shit.
There's also no one you know that I wouldn't know.
Right. Well, there are people.
No, I don't think so. I bet I've seen them all in the stupid vlogs.
There are people.
But I've seen them all.
No.
Name one.
I'm not going to name them because
I won't know them by their name.
Jerome.
You don't know a Jerome.
I do know a Jerome.
You don't know a Jerome.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
What's another dude's name?
Yeah. Jamal, too. Jeff.
Connor.
Uh-huh. Connor, yeah. Yeah.
These are real people.
Uh-huh. These are real people.
That you don't know.
Yeah. You don't know them either.
I do.
Ball and Hobo, is that 4 bits that he just gave us? No, I don't think it counted. It just says cheer one. So. I don't know Tommy Salami. Who's Tommy Salami? Do you know Tommy Salami?
I don't know Tommy Salami. I know Tommy's Salami, though.
Okay. I'm just going to move on past that one. So the lake yesterday, man.
Yeah, man. It was fun. Wasn't it?
How was it?
It was so much fun.
What?
It was so fun.
I mean... It looks like you did it right, Bowling Hobo. But it didn't show up as. Oh, you know what it is, Bowling Hobo? You have to cheer 5 bits minimum. That's what it is. So
that's some shit.
You'd have to do. Yeah, you need one more bit. Yeah, he figured it out. He figured it out. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't want your 4 pennies. I need a nickel or nothing.
I want 1 penny.
No. No one's cheering just 1 penny. All right, I'm going to go for a bit. You know, like a hit, a quit, Whitney. And then play some late. What's that mean, man? That's way too hip for me.
I don't know what that
means. Dude, we're lame and we don't know what that is, but enjoy LOL. All right, man. Have fun. Have fun, dude.
I can't quit, Whitney.
Yeah, I know the last part of the sentence and I know the beginning part. The middle part's way too hip for us. Can't do that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
that we're like a one night stand? And he's just hitting and quitting us?
Maybe,
is that
dude.
What he's saying?
Maybe. That's fine. I'll take a one night stand.
I don't know.
I'm not beggars can't be choosers, right, Chad?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. All I know is that our references are pretty much 2010 and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play in that. And there's also like 2005 and later. Yeah. That's like the prime zone for us. Like right. Those 5 years, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sonny references, Chris Nolan movies, Star Wars,
Batman.
Lord of the Rings.
Batman.
That's a Chris Nolan movie because we don't know the other Batman movies.
No, we don't. I know Batman versus Superman.
I don't know that though.
I do that.
Just you.
And that would be after 2010.
Yep. So there's occasional spots where we might be hip.
Yeah.
But it's very rare.
It's rare.
But anyway, the lake yesterday, man.
Yes.
Yeah. What were your thoughts?
It was fun. I said that like 3 times as a dumb person who can't speak right.
Okay. I mean, there's not really anything exciting, really.
No.
It's like. Colby was going to camp,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't.
It was busy as hell.
Well, it was Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but about a month ago, Chris and Brittany, our respective significant others, they decided that we were going to go camping this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on my stream, I got the text, and I told my stream, like, this is horrible. It's going to be busy because it's Memorial Day weekend, and everyone goes camping then. But I was just like, sure, let's do it. So, God did me a solid and gave Chris gallstones, so we actually were not able to go anyway. But Colby and Britt were still going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't reserve a spot or anything. They just went.
We were going to find one.
Yeah. But they also had demands. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're going to just camp, I mean, you can find a spot. You could just go right next to the bathroom or, you know, but they needed a fire pit.
And yeah, we needed that for the food.
Yeah, privacy. And what else did you need?
That's it?
Fire pit. Just a fire pit.
End of list?
Okay. Well, they didn't find it. So, yeah. But we were there for together maybe like, what, 6 hours? We were there quite a while, 4 hours maybe. We got there probably
got
about
there
2:30. Left about 6:30,
yeah.
I would say. So 4 hours.
Yeah.
Just at the lake. I went in the water at least once. It was fun, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
Lots of beers. We became wizards.
Yeah, we played... Chad, are you guys familiar with the drinking game Wizard? Where you tape all of your empty beer cans together, and then whoever forms the wizard staff first wins the game by being the wizard, because that's a great game to play. We didn't actually do it, because none of us brought tapes. And by tapes, I mean tape. And but we did drink, what, 7 Miller Lights each?
About.
In a four-hour period.
About.
So I drank all of Colby's beer. That was a lot of fun.
Fucker.
And then I rolled out. And then Colby came back over to our place about like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played Smash Bros. And Mario Kart.
And I beat you.
Not at Mario Kart.
I beat you.
Not at Mario Kart.
At Smash.
Yeah, I mean,
like
it was
three or four times, man.
It was a 2v1, man.
It was not.
Lightweight? Morris, how dare you? All right. I could have drank 100 more, but Chris had to go home because she was starting to hurt.
Yeah, and also we didn't have that many beers, which would
yeah,
have been
I
bad.
But literally
that is
drank
the way
all the
to
beers.
Drink all the beers is by doing it in the sun.
Yeah, next time we go to the thing, we're just gonna bring two 30 packs. Yep. We'll each get a crush one.
Yep.
That's gonna be the idea.
I ate all the pizza,
dude. I wouldn't.
And I drank all. The
I don't
pizza.
Feel like the Miller Lite. I don't feel like really gets me that drunk. But when mm-hmm. But about an hour after I left, mm-hmm. I started to feel pretty drunk.
Really.
I think it was weird.
That is weird.
Like, it's almost like I sweated out while I was outside, and then when I got in the air conditioning, it, like, was all still in there, and it's like, oh, I'm a little drunk.
A little drunk?
I'm a little drunk.
A little drunk off of 7 beers? Oh, what a bitch.
But, the thing about Kansas, dude, is, like, all right, Ball and Hobo scene a bit, like, there's a lot of white trash there. Hey. It's very weird. Like, I don't
so
know
much.
What's up with this area of the country, and I don't want to be racist, but, like... from noon to 3 o'clock, just a whole bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah.
Bunch of dudes with really bad tattoos, pregnant women, 8,700 kids, giant pool floaties, like pool floaties that are shaped like flamingos that are the size of boats.
Huge.
Giant ones, all right? Like, we're not against pool floaties, but these floaties
Huge.
Were like six
Huge.
Times the size of a normal pool
yeah.
floatie. And then around 3 o'clock, all those people roll out, and then a whole bunch of Mexicans show up.
A lot.
Just, like, and I don't have any problem with it. I'm just observing. Like, they show up, and they're eating watermelon straight off the Rhine. They've also got 8 trillion kids. Less floaties, but more Spanish music. Mm. It's very weird.
It was an odd time.
Yeah, and Colby and I were just sitting in our chairs underneath the tree, just watching it unfold. And it was pretty great.
It was fun people watching.
Yeah, I mean, our women were in the lake most of the time. You know, so, like, occasionally we'd look over them, and they'd be, like, waving at us. We'd be like, hey. They'd be, like, going back to staring at people
mm-hmm.
and, like, commenting on their appearance and judging them without their knowledge.
Dude, it's super fun to people watch.
It is really fun to people right. watch, you know. It's also fun to, like, play guess the age of, like, the girl and whether or not we can oogle them or not, depending on what we actually think their age are. Turns out everyone's 21. It's
yeah.
strange how it works like
yeah, it's
that.
It's really weird how
it's really
works.
Great. But yeah, it was a fun time, man.
It was a good day, man. It was a good day.
Yeah, we gotta go do it next weekend too.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Wait, what's next weekend?
It's a week from yesterday.
Probably not.
What was that? Oh yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Why? What do you got going on, man? You
well,
busy?
And a week after that, Brett leaves for Portugal.
Oh, we definitely should do something next weekend then.
Well, then yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
She's going to Portugal?
Well, then, yeah.
You know, she wants me to do more things with you while she's gone.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do, man?
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, what would we do?
We need to go out.
I'm not going out, though.
Get
I don't,
you out
I don't
of
have
the house.
I don't have any money.
We need to go someplace where there's cheap drinks.
I will go out with you, but you have to pay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you pay for the whole thing, I'll go out with you one night.
I'll need a gift card of some sort, but I'll get one.
Okay. All right, man.
I do have a $25 gift card to Old Chicago, so we can just go pound some beer.
Yeah, man. It's like 4 beers. Flip tires! Not flipping tires!
We should flip some tires. I'm telling you, that would be a great waste of time.
All right. How about this, man? How about this? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Push over cows, that's something we can actually do in Kansas. You ever been cow tipping, man?
No.
I haven't either, but I've heard it's great. I feel like that's like a 1980s activity. Like, that's something our parents used to do.
Yeah.
Before they had computers.
Before, yeah, the internet existed.
Right. I don't know how we do this,
mm-hmm.
okay? But remember back in the day, like Seth and Colby in 2009, we used to do videos. We kind of like Tone's doing right now. Like, just us and hijinks outside of the show. This is back when we used to hang out outside the show.
Yes.
If we could somehow do that for flipping tires, I'd go flip tires with you. If we could make it so it's a part of the show
so
content.
It's like the Sink the Floaty episode.
Yes. Okay. If we could do that and then we could play it on the show and it would fill time on the show and entertain people on the show, I will go flip tires with you. I don't know how we're going to do that because I don't know who's going to be the camera person.
Somebody.
How are we going to do it, man?
We can get Tone.
Oh, I don't know if we want that. Is his camera holding skills acceptable?
I think they are now since he's had a lot of practice.
Also, will he want to put it up on his channel?
Yes.
Then no.
Yeah, well, obviously
we have
no.
to have exclusivity agreement here.
But
like you're gonna
we
have
might
to
do it.
You're gonna have to have your
Probably
laptop
not.
There, and you're gonna have to remove that video from his memory card and delete it before he runs all home to his camera, so yeah. he doesn't have the raw footage.
We won't use him.
Okay. No. Well, if you figure that out, I'm there for flipping tires, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I would love to do more stuff like that, but we just don't hang out that often outside the show. So.
Yeah. Or have any better ideas.
I mean, we could think... I could think up a trillion ideas, man.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, they just... We don't have the logistics for it because...
Can you?
We don't have cameras anymore, or...
I still have the exact same amount of cameras I did.
No.
Yeah.
What camera you got?
I got a GoPro. I got my
I have a
Canon.
GoPro, too.
I have my Nikon. I have that old...
Nikon?
Yeah.
You have that DSLR from 10 years ago still?
3100
or something. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. eBay
still
that thing.
Nah.
What is...
I'll only get like $20.
I bet the lenses you could get money for. What nah. lenses do you have for it? Is it just the one that came with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's trash then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Canon I can get some money for, but I'm not selling.
Right, that's a nice camera though. You keep that one.
But yeah.
Like that Nikon's a starter cow. Yeah.
Old handy.
That Sony
cam.
One you still have?
Yep.
That thing took good video too.
Yeah, it did.
Does that thing stream?
I might.
Do you use it for anything else?
No.
We should bring it over here and see if it works for this.
I could do that.
I bet it doesn't.
I bet it might.
I bet it doesn't.
It's got a USB out.
It's probably too old. I bet we need, like, the Cam Link again. Nah. That's what I bet. I bet we need, like, a capture card
nah.
for it. Yeah. Well, we could try it. We talked literally at the beginning of this episode about how we don't need to be in HD, and now we're literally discussing how we could upgrade the quality of the video.
Yep.
Yep. It's not good, man.
We got a wide-angle lens, man. We can get more of the room.
It's true. Wouldn't have to cut off your head.
Mm-hmm.
We could, like, mount it, like, right here. No? I mean, it'd be nice to get rid of, like, this side angle, don't you think?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder how used to it we are looking at this angle.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how first-time viewers look at this and go, it's gotta be a weird angle.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
It's not bad.
I don't think it's bad, but I don't think it's as good as we feel because
like,
we're used to it.
Why is it so high, man? Let's do some experimentation.
All right, sure.
Why not?
Okay. This is going to ruin it.
This is going to ruin it.
This is going to ruin everything.
Yeah. How do I do this?
This is a good face, by the way, for the emote that you're making right now. I probably should put on my shorts.
There's a thing.
Yeah, I have it like locked so it like doesn't fall. Okay.
Is that
okay?
Is that too much?
It gets a little bit of the like now. I seem farther away now.
How is that thing? Nah, see, we're about fine.
Yeah, but now there's so much white space above our head.
I can move it down more, bro. Is that too much? That's good. Oh shit. Where'd it go? This way. Back this way. Yeah.
Is that better?
I don't know. It's less high.
I don't know. I feel like that's worse now.
Now they're more right in front of us.
Yeah, but I feel like our mics are more in the shot now.
No.
What do you think, chat? Better or worse than before?
I think it's great.
I don't know if I like the big glowing light above my head.
It's always been there.
No.
It's always been
it's
there.
It's never been
you are
that
always
severe.
A fucking angel.
It's
You're
never
just going to have to deal
severe.
With that. Man. Right behind your head. Right behind your head. Situation that's
Look
right behind your head.
See, there's no big glow above
there's
my
right,
head here.
Right behind
Look at all
your
this
head.
Extra space, man.
What extra space?
Look, all above our heads, it's all there's so much space.
There's not. I can move it down more, dingus.
Well, move it down more. I don't like it.
That's too much.
That's, no, move it down even farther. Keep it going. On the foot. Now you can't see the toys as well. I don't know, man. I think I liked it higher. I don't know. This looks okay.
It doesn't matter.
I feel like...
It's pretty much the exact same.
I feel
same.
Like the difference is negligible.
Yeah, it's very not different at all. The tash?
I don't know what tash means. I was hoping you'd know.
The lash, stash, bash, the bash?
Maybe it's a British thing.
The tash?
Maybe that's something people in England say.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it feels exactly the same.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we can't get different other than maybe being in a different place. Here.
It's like stuck back. It's like stuck in the thing. There we go. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah, just hold that the entire show.
How's this? Is this better?
That's better, dude.
Where'd my puffer go?
Oh, I'll find it for you.
Where'd it go?
I'll find it. Oh, it's back here. You're sitting on it, man.
How'd that happen? That way we could do, like, close-ups.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Cribs! Like that? Is that what you expect? Is that what you wanted?
That was pretty accurate. Can't tell you change it. Tash.
Oh, mustache. Yeah, give us the mustache cam, man. Give us... Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's terrifying. Let's never do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lord.
Look at that. That was quick. Quick to being back to normal.
We look frumpier.
Frumpier?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, like we look squatty. I don't know, man. I don't know where we could put it. Like, what happens if we put it in the middle? Why did we never put it in the middle?
I don't know. I think it's too not...
Is it not wide enough?
Toys and things.
No, there's a space right in the middle for it.
Move your stupid toys, though.
Yeah, this is way better.
That's way better.
This is way better.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think, dude?
I'm good. I really enjoy it.
I think this is the best view we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to choose a view, I think we'd choose this one.
I think it's that one.
This is the I think this is the best one for our viewers. It's the best one for entertainment value, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Colby is literally taking his shirt off right now, too, and can't even see. We can't get banned. It's perfect. It's perfect. How about on top of the goodies? Like right there. Well, how come we can't see you ever?
Because it's facing you.
Sit normal, okay?
Do you not know how cameras work?
How about that?
Why is it on top of a toy?
Well, it looks fun. What about that, man?
Oh, I think why we did this is because we had to be like this.
What do you mean?
Like real close to each other.
I mean, aren't we in the same spot? I haven't moved. I'm in the same spot. I've always been.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm here.
I don't know. I feel like this angle's better, but it needs to be a little wider.
Yeah, I think that was the issue as to why we didn't have it there is because we needed it a little wider because I was always like this when I was talking at
you. Yeah.
We've done a show like this before, I feel like.
Okay. Is it just me or does this feel more amateur at this angle?
I think it does.
I think it feels more amateur.
Yeah.
It
just looks like a computer webcam now.
Yeah, it looks like we're two idiots who can't afford a good camera.
Right.
We only have a Logitech camera, and it's just in front of us because we can't afford a tripod.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like now.
We can put it up here.
Yeah, put it on top of the big screen, man. Yeah. Let's do the bird's eye view. Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, this is it.
This is pretty cool. I like this view. Hey, guys!
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Actually, you know what? I can unlock
heads down camera. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I can't do that. Hey, guys.
We just relax now, dude.
Welcome to the relaxation show. This is Seth. I'm Colby. We do a show from the ground.
What's up, everybody up there? I can't talk to my mic, though. It's a problem.
That is unfortunate. Just lean back.
Just lean back, dudes. Everyone get relaxed. Put on some, like, spa music or something, man.
How does this chair not lean back,
bro? I don't
think
it does.
How?
It went down. Even lower. That's what our chairs are
down on the ground. This is a good show. People are going to click on this being
dude,
like, what the fuck's
nice,
happening?
Man.
What the hell is happening? I can't adjust my dick, though. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, people will definitely see right up our shorts now.
That is going to be a problem.
I'm not even in this camera anymore. I'm not even sure people can hear me. I think I'm literally being picked up by your mic right now.
Probably.
So this is really
most
your
likely.
Show.
Most likely. Here we go.
We'll put it in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is way more professional.
This is better.
This is the greatest show we've done.
This is the best one. I like this camera, man. You can see down on top of us, see what we're doing. More hand motions and things.
Yeah, you know, people couldn't see our hands before.
I don't think they could. I don't think they could.
Could show off my good karate. Wow!
That could have ended badly.
I'm actually losing blood flow to my head.
Okay.
You You can see if we have bald spots now, too.
Oh. Like, see, you can see, like, my where my part is in my head. Like, look at that.
Why do you wear your... You wear your headphones back, like, here. I wear mine up here.
It's off the front, off the back of my head, man.
Like a gangsta? Is that like the ideal?
No, it's like...
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Beats 1!
It's just back on the head. It's out of my face. You see more in my head.
But like, if I move it different, like, my ears fit in this way. They don't fit in the other way.
It fits in my way.
See, now that we're sitting like normal, though, we can't... Like, now we just see our heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a problem.
I think the up high is the best one.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think even that's probably what, I think that's what's wrong with this one. It also feels amateur.
Just too low.
It's too low. It feels like we don't have a tripod. It feels like we're just sticking it on a shoebox or something. And that's what.
Is it there?
That's what we're getting. It's close. It's close enough. Yeah. Yeah. And then we gotta remember, Titan head, top of the poster. That's how we always. That's how we did it, man. There we go.
We're back.
Yeah, it's back to now. See, now this looks weird too.
Nothing changed. No, this is good. This is fine. Are you too far out of the shot?
No. No, I think this is what it was before.
I think so. Anywho.
So the point is that even if we get a new camera, it will look bad.
Yeah. I mean, if we put it right there with a wide angle, then maybe it would
it
be
might
fine.
Work better. I don't know. I still think we're going to have the same problem as it looks like two dudes crammed into a small space.
Yeah.
Which we are.
Which we are.
But this makes it look
a little more open.
Open. You know, like we're not so cramped in here.
Yeah, we're not cramped.
I mean, we are kind of cramped.
It's just real hot.
It is hot. But, I mean, this is really as cramped as we can get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the microphones only reach so far. And
this is about as far, yeah.
Well, I just don't know how to, like, change it. Because even if we did, like, remember back in the duo days? Like, I could probably pull up an example here. If I'm lucky. Oh, no.
Like, really far away? Because that's what it used to be.
I don't know if I can find it.
Or you mean studio days?
Yeah, the studio days.
Oh, yeah, where we had multiple cameras.
Right, like when we had, like, split screens and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that didn't look good either. Like each person having their own camera.
No, it'd be better to have a producer that switches between the cameras when necessary. But
I'm trying to find some of our old videos.
We can't do that.
Yeah, like see here's a video. This is a show. This is a show I used to do with Katrina. This is one of my old podcasts. So like this view here. Like we had a cam for me and Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a cam for Chris. Yeah. So we've always done a single cam for the two hosts.
Yeah, because we'd like to interject and like karate.
Well, I think this is making my point, man. Is that this never looked weird to me, but now that I'm looking at it, it looks weird compared to.
It looks like you have a gigantic cup.
Right. Well, that's because it's closer to the camera,
mm-hmm.
And like there's way too much table, you know, and I feel like. But I didn't notice that when I was doing this show.
Yeah.
So it didn't look weird because I was used to it. So like 2 years from now, we're going to look at this. If we've changed it, it'd be like, what were we doing?
What were we thinking, man?
Because I think we did change the camera angles dynamically here. Yeah, because here's the Matthew.
Jesus.
What is this, dude?
Why?
Yeah, here we go, man.
The active duty requirement. Members of the Guard and Reserve.
Oh my God! This is when I'm. This is when I'm telling Matthew that he's not a veteran.
Uh-huh.
That was that's a rough episode.
That's awesome.
But yeah, there's the Matthew cam right there.
So the three of them naked in front of us.
No.
Would make for great radio.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I 100% agree.
I would agree
with whatever I'm saying right there.
Yep.
Let's go back on that train.
Well, if it involved Matthew, I'd say no. Take that away.
I don't know. No, it'd still make for great radio. I firmly believe that. What's happening? What's happening here?
Hey, you're right and you're beautiful. Yeah, I love you. You're gonna take your top off.
I don't know.
I just told Katrina to take her top off.
Let's come over here. Cameron.
Over here.
It's now I feel like you're gonna turn the camera on over there.
How? I will make.
Dude, I miss these days, man. Back when we had a studio. You think if we ever become, you know, get some money off Twitch, should we get a studio again?
Yes.
I mean, instead of a... Like, I always wonder why people don't do that. Like, that's like a Twitch thing. like, broadcast from your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even the biggest streamers have a room in their house.
Right.
No one goes and gets a studio. And I wonder why that is. Is it because they don't want to commute? Is that why?
I think.
I just feel so much more creative in a separate place.
Yeah.
You know, like, my brain, maybe that's just the way I am, but, like, my brain shifts from I'm at home to I'm at work. You know, like, even when I'm here, like, I don't know, man. I feel like we'd produce better content if I had a place to go to.
It's possible.
Why don't you get us a studio, and then I'll pay you back later when I get more money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Why don't you do that?
I'm going to need some sort of guarantee.
I guarantee. There you go.
I need a written, legal binding guarantee.
Okay, here we go. Actually, you know, I can't rip those pages out. I want to make sure you can keep it. Here you go. All right. How do you spell guarantee, chat? G-U-A-R-A... Guarantee, there it is. I guarantee that this is a guarantee and... that this guarantee is legally
guaranteed
binding. No, you said binding. I'm going to make sure you get what you want here, man. Legally binding. Signed. Send an email. There you go, man. Guarantee. Go get us a studio, bro.
I'll get right on that.
All right. He's got his guarantee, chat, so now we can ask him. Hey, man, how's the rebrand coming, speaking of stuff? Are you reading it? I wrote it in front of you.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean it makes no sense?
It makes no sense.
I guarantee that guarantee is legally binding.
Yeah, but it doesn't guarantee anything.
Well, you said you need some sort of guarantee. You didn't qualify what the guarantee was. I gave you a guarantee, and it's a legally binding guarantee. What's the problem? By the way, the more I say guarantee, the less like a real word that word becomes.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about you getting us a studio for
a
legally binding guarantee.
That?
You update on the branding.
Oh, yeah, that. Let's go back to the studio talk.
Okay.
Let's go back to the discussion before that.
It wasn't a discussion before that.
We had just started the show. I'm pretty sure we need a new camera.
Yeah, I think we can discover that though when we get our studio.
Yeah.
We can get a new camera angle.
Let's do that.
Let's see. HireLowerGame.com. Keep it 100, my dude. Wants us to play this. No, I absolutely do not. Okay, who gets Google more, a frustratingly addictive game or higher or lower using Google searches? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. So it's like okay. So Bruce Springsteen has 637,000 average monthly searches. Lord of the Rings have higher or lower searches than Bruce Springsteen, man. Now, here's the thing. This is the actual search term, right? So this is the Lord of the Rings as a search term. It's got to have less than Bruce Springsteen, because people would type L-O-T-R, people would type Return of the King, people would type Two Towers. Like, if you grouped every Lord of the Rings, like, we Googled Lord of the Rings today in the Silmarillion or whatever you pronounce it, all right? You group all those together.
It's lower.
Gonna be a higher average, but Bruce Springsteen is gonna be higher compared to the search Lord of the Rings.
It's gonna be lower.
Okay. Lower. God. This game sucks.
We're wrong.
Sucks.
We are wrong as shit.
We scored zero, man.
No one likes Bruce Springsteen, man.
Pizza has definitely got to be higher. Christ Redeemer's lower, dude. Who cares about Christ the Redeemer? All right. Wonka, higher. What the? Dude, they got to pump those numbers up! We got one, man!
No one's Googling nerds, man.
Charlie Hebdo, Reds Verdar's got more. Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is Charlie Hebdo?
Yeah, I don't know. He's the guy who had the Muhammad comic. Sunglasses or divorce lawyer? Okay, definitely. Yeah. All right, you go
bad.
Now. You go.
You are
quick.
Bad.
Fire
lower,
them off.
Lower.
Okay, hepatitis lower than Serena Williams. Tattoo artist higher or lower than hepatitis?
Lower.
Okay, higher or lower tattoo artist Kevin Durant?
Higher.
Are you kidding me? Why are you so easy? Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
Pass over, lower. High or lower than Kevin Durant?
Lower.
These are obvious, dude. I get the most complicated ones. Rottweiler. Now, this one might be difficult.
Ooh,
Rottweiler, more or less a passover, man.
I'm going to go lower.
Oh, what the
dude,
fuck?
Rottweiler's huge, dude. But you got four. That's better than me.
Who Googles Rottweiler, man? I don't get that at all.
Let's beat the clock. What's this mean? Didn't we already have this one?
It's lower. Yes, we did.
We already had this one.
It's possible that they just to repeat.
Forrest Gump? Run, Forrest, run. An even million. Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Wow.
Dude, I'm crushing it right now, dude. Crushing it. Do you see me crushing it right
You're
now, dude?
Crushing it.
Crushing it. Dude, that's sad. John McEnroe's a baller. All right, I don't know who that is.
Who the hell is that,
man? I think he's a producer. Like, I think he's a record producer. Dude, I'm destroying right now, man.
You are messing stuff up, man.
No! God, England! You're really good at this. This score is in the top 10%. You hear that, Colby? Suck it. Top 10%.
You bitch. I was like in the 80%.
But we should all note that Morris Minor claimed that Lord of the Rings would be higher, and he was right, and we were dullards and didn't listen.
Very, very true.
Yeah, so. But yeah. Anyway, so you want to look for studios like on the air now, or do you want to do it after the show?
Never.
What do you mean, never?
Never. It's never.
I don't understand, man. I'll pay the electric bill, assuming you get a studio that has all utilities paid for. Why not, man? That's a nice offer.
That's not at all nice in any
way. Have the Amish build us a studio? Dude, that studio would be so well built.
It would.
Yeah.
It would also cost a lot of hay.
You think you pay the Amish in hay?
Yeah, they really like hay. They need it to feed their horse and carriages.
That's probably the most racist thing you've said on this show.
Yeah, the Amish could suck it.
Okay. I mean, they'll never hurt. Do it out of the back of a van. I don't think we can get internet in there.
We would need internet.
That's the problem, though, is, like, building a studio is, like, I would love to get it out of my house, you know? But
yeah, it's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of stuff that I would like to not have in my house, but I don't know. If we built a studio, we would have some of the same problems that we would have when we had Duo, which is, how do we make a studio personal for each person? Like, you know, the Seth and Colby, like, if we only ever did the Z-Swig stuff and the Seth and Colby stuff out of the studio, that'd mm-hmm. be fine.
Yeah.
But we got such a cool setup. Like, my business mind is just like, we should have, like, people come in.
Yeah, we tried that once and it didn't work.
We didn't try it. We never tried bringing in outside people.
We tried it.
We never tried that.
We did that.
No, we didn't.
You did that.
I never did that. Quit saying I did things I didn't do.
You did that.
Mike's like in your eyeball right
now. Yeah, it is. Can't get no clipped images off of this. I am Mike Man. I make noises for people to record themselves with.
Yesterday, or 2 days ago. No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday. I was out riding my bike.
Yes.
And hold on, I gotta drink water.
That's good timing. You got great timing there, man. Drinking that water down, you fucking wildebeest.
Thanks, man. So I was out riding my bike, and I was coming down the road and riding past the residential areas, and there was a man, easily 85,
mm-hmm.
old as dirt,
okay,
who was wearing a straw hat, okay, he was wearing a white shirt and denim overalls. He literally looked like he walked off a farm in the 1930s.
Yes.
Okay, he literally looked like that, like not even a stereotype. He looked like he used to work a farm in the 1930s, and he just never changed his style, okay? And I got to thinking about that, man. He probably did work a farm in the 1930s and never changed his style, and Wichita just grew around him.
Oh, you saw a ghost.
He was walking a dog. I don't think ghosts walk dogs.
They do.
But anyway.
Ghost dog.
My point is that...
You don't think dogs can be ghosts, man?
Like...
Fucking you know beastist.
You know how much technology has changed in our lifetime?
Yes.
So, like... And his lifetime has changed even more. And he's still just going about his day like it's the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
Are we going about our day like it's the 2000s and we don't notice that Like, are we going to be 80 one day and, like, all of these tech things are going to pass us by and we're just still going to be doing our thing with what we're known what we like to have? Because I was reading this article the other day about futurology and, like, how, you know, human lifespan has already, like, increased 30, 40 years
mm-hmm.
in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, people lived longer now than they ever have before. Okay? And it's only going to get better. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So... are we just, like, what point is that cutoff where we're just, we're the old people stuck in the 2000s?
I think it's about right now.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Like, if they released a drug that's, like, gets you life to, like, 300 or whatever. Like, they're honestly close to reversing aging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you grow to 37, and then you'd never get older.
Yeah.
Like, would we do that?
Man, I'll be a vampire. I don't give shit.
And then would we, like, would we just let the world evolve around us?
Yeah, we'll stick in our ways, man. We could go to fucking Saudi Arabia or somewhere and just live old school
lives. It's just crazy to me that, like, that guy, like, because I live on West Wichita.
We would have to stop the production of babies.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, birth rates, would birth rates go up or down depending on how long you live? Like, if you live 300 years, 18 years is a lot less
mm-hmm.
than if you live 80. You know? Also, nobody do things like menopause and stuff like that still happen?
If everyone lives forever, then yeah, no more kids because we're here forever. We don't need them to surpass us.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
So we don't need
I feel
them.
Like you need youngins, though.
No, you don't need them. Why would you need them?
You don't need them?
Why would you need them?
I don't know.
They're the worst.
They do suck.
They're the worst.
I don't know, man. I just thought about that guy. Like, he probably lives in the same house. Used to be surrounded by farmland.
Yeah, eventually, like, everyone...
Taco Bell got built.
From, like, 2000 to, like, 2070.
Okay.
It's like, that's the last person to be dead. That's a movie. That's a movie.
Okay.
Mr. Nothing or something like that. Starts Jared Leto.
Mr. Nothing? I thought that was your nickname in high school.
Oh, burned!
Gotcha, dude.
Wow! So creative, man. Anyways, that's a fucking movie.
Okay.
Where he, like, goes in the future, and then, like, no one dies anymore.
Uh-huh.
And he's an old man dying because he's not from the future, and they're all like, oh, he's Mr. Nobody. That's what it is, Mr. Nobody.
Okay. Still your nickname in high school, though.
I'm gonna stab you.
Oh,
it's God! Not, that's worse.
The zings just
that
keep
was the worst.
Coming, dude!
You're bad at those. Can't keep having kids because need enough resources to survive. Yeah, man.
But, Thanos, but we don't, though, because
Thanos would come in.
We
and
can
fuck
grow
us up.
Resources.
Well, that's too bad. I don't want kids. It's my whole get is just to stop
well,
kids
no
from happening.
No one's making you have kids, man.
What? No one's making me know, but I have to deal with other people's kids. That's the worst.
I mean, do you really, though?
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you had to
Yesterday.
Deal?
Yesterday. I had to witness a dog almost drown because children are fucking devils.
You want to tell that story, man? It's very, you're very impassioned about it.
I was fucking close to getting up and being like, hey, stop fucking bringing that dog. Okay. There were these two cute puppies
yep.
that were brought to the lake where we were at by this Mexican family. And by Mexican family, I mean 20 of them.
Yes.
And so there's...
Not racist,
there's
just true.
15 kids.
Yes.
And...
Two parents.
And there was a beach table in the water, kind of.
A picnic table, yeah.
Picnic table that the dogs were sitting on top of, which and they seemed cozy as shit. They were
well, they were
down,
running
they
around
were
the beach and, like, being friendly to people.
Yeah,
and
they were nice dogs. They right. weren't shitheads.
But they put them on the picnic table so they wouldn't run along the beach anymore while the 800 yeah. kids played in the water.
And yes. so then the adults moved away and did stop paying attention.
Well, I don't think the dad was ever paying attention.
No.
He was on his phone the entire time.
Yeah. So, no supervision at all. So they decided to grab the dogs and then put them in the fucking water and let them doggy paddle their way back.
Right.
And they're constantly, they're not just going around in circles. They're constantly driving as fast as they can
right,
straight
go,
back to the beach.
Right, they'd go to the beach.
Where
then,
they don't have to be in the water. Because
they were
them,
cold.
I'm assuming it was very cold.
Well, they were shivering when
they
got out.
They got out, and then they started shivering and shit, and it looked sad as hell.
They did.
And I was like, oh, poor dogs, but they'll warm up. It's hot outside. That's right. fine. But then the shithead children
came back, grabbed one of them, took him out as far as they fucking could into the swimming area, and then just let him go. And he doggy paddled his way all the way back to be like, I don't like this cold water. I want to be out of this water. Please get me out of this water. As soon as he got back, another child would be like, it's my turn. Grabbed the dog, took it all the way back out into the farthest they could go in the swimming area, and then let it go, and it had to paddle its way back.
Yep.
It happened three fucking times. I was about ready to go out there and smack some fucking kids in the faces. But then they finally stopped and let it back on the table, and it shivered, and then finally got warm, and then they stopped doing it.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom in between the time where they were on the table and the kids started putting them in the water, and I came back, and Colby just looked furious in his chair, and I'm like, what's going on, man? And he's like, these kids keep torturing these poor dogs!
There's some animal cruelty, man.
I mean, the dogs did look sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad dogs, man.
They could have drowned.
Sad dog. Could've like, they froze. Did that thing where, like, you take them out of the water, and they'd be, like, paddling the air, you know? Nothing more sad than that.
It was super sad. I wanted to destroy those children.
And then we would, you know, and the funny thing is you're like, what about Kylo, Colby's dog? And he's like, I hate that thing.
Yeah, I hate that thing, but I'm not throwing it in the water and watching him run back and then stopping him from getting out of the water, putting him back in the water, and watching him run back again.
Would you do that, though?
No.
Even if he...
I would just keep him under the water for a long period of time to where he could stop breathing. I just got so mad about animal cruelty, I just killed a dog.
Well, the point is that animal cruelty is okay if the dogs aren't nice.
Yeah.
Just like human torture.
Why don't I like my dog? Because he's Satan.
It's not very detailed.
He hates other people. I can't take him out anywhere without him trying to bark or bite someone.
Mm-hmm.
And shits in my apartment.
Didn't he bite one of your neighbors once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's bitten several people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a shithead. He gives me allergies.
Yeah, he makes you sneeze constantly.
Yeah,
Colby needs to get a hyper allergenic dog. Well, we tried to convince him yesterday to give him away. Like Britt was saying, like, let's get rid of Kylo and let's get a nice hypoallergenic dog that won't make Colby hate his life at home and won't bite people.
Yeah.
But what's your reasoning for not doing that? Takes effort.
I've never given up a dog.
Why?
I've always had them.
You're gonna live with this dog for forever?
I don't know.
Until he dies?
Maybe.
I mean, do you love the dog?
No.
Then what's the point?
I kind of do, but no.
You're in like abusive relationship with your dog.
Yeah, it's not great.
He's like wearing a wife beater, and like you guys are living in a trailer home.
I don't want to give it to some asshole Mexican children that are gonna take him out in the middle of the water and then watch him fucking run back, and then grab him just before he gets back. And then put him back out in the water.
I mean, you could put him on like Craigslist or something,
and then give him the fucking psychopath killer man who likes to wear dog skin.
Whoever buys it,
yeah, because I'm so good at judging people.
Well, just put on
for
like
the 5 minutes.
Make
them
like email you a form or something before they come to get the dog, like with their income and their address and like their people in their family and why they want the dog. If people go through enough effort to fill that out, they're probably good people.
You don't know that.
Like, if you look up their address and they're in Reflection Ridge, like, you're probably like, those guys are going to be okay.
You don't know that.
Well, no, you don't, but you don't like the dog. You got to roll the die a little bit. The other option is he dies. Is that any worse?
I don't know. At this point, no.
I mean, you can't let that dog hold you hostage, man.
Yeah, it's holding me hostage, man.
You don't let the dog win, man.
I don't know.
Don't let Kylo have victory. What kind of dog would you get? Like, do you have a preferred breed?
All the hypoallergenic ones look the fucking same.
Yeah, do they? I feel like you can get any dog hypoallergenic, can't you? I think so, dude. Like,
no.
You could get Corgis hypoallergenic. Guaranteed.
No.
Is it hypo? Hypo?
Yeah.
Allergenic dogs. Right here, dude. Let's look.
All right. Here we go. All right, what about a Tibetan Terrier, dude?
Nope.
All right. About a Maltese Terrier. It's pretty cute.
It's tiny.
Okay. Shih Tzu?
That looks like a dumb...
That
looks like me.
Come on, dude. That is you as a dog.
Nope.
Come on, man. Look at that dog. They're known for their watchdog abilities, their friendly disposition. But Brussels Griffins are also hypoallergenic. They shed hardly any hair at all, and while they tend to bond with one person more than other, Brussels Griffin dogs make excellent pets for families and children. Name it Chewy. It's Baron Kylo Chess.
That is.
Look at that. It's a very expressive dog, which is why they're featured in movies and TV. About a Portuguese water dog.
A water dog?
I don't know what that is, but they're rare.
The muscular Portuguese
this
water
is, this
dog.
This was Bo, Barack Obama's dog, man.
Mm.
Soft-coated Wheaton Terrier? What about that?
Mm.
They do all kind of look... Oh, what about a poodle, dude?
There was a Labrapoodle or something like that on here. And that was kind of the one I was thinking of.
Well, what about that, man?
No.
No. You know what? The Chinese crested hairless looking rat dog?
That thing looks terrifying.
Oh, what about a classic Scottish terrier, dude? You put him in a little kilt, you know, make him learn the bagpipes.
I just would like a dog that's not my dog.
What about that? That's a horrible. Oh, come on, dude. Look at that dog. Look at that dog, man. Look at him.
Its coat can change color.
Multiple times over the course of several years, man. It's like a chameleon. The
Labradoodle, man.
Terrier, dude.
Right down one. Yeah, look at that thing.
You like the Labradoodle?
Look at how cute that thing
is. That's like the white girl dog, dude.
What?
Yeah.
A poodle is, yeah.
No, a poodle's like the rich soccer mom dog. This is like, I am in a sorority, and I have a
Labrador. That is not at all what that is.
Chat will bet.
I just want I like the Labrador part of it, but it's a poodle, so it's hypoallergenic.
You know, 100, you're totally right. Colby is a white girl, so it does make sense.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. You're right about that. Border Terrier is pretty cute.
No.
Schnauzer, dude? Schnauzers are cute, man. Come on.
I can't stand their beards.
Come on, that's the best part!
That's the worst part.
Dude, what's wrong with you? Yorkshire Terrier? Yeah. Australian Silky Terrier? He talks with an accent. Whatever that dog is?
That looks like the Bigfoot.
That's a beast dog. Whatever that is, that's not a real dog. Some of these dogs aren't real. All right. Like, what if we do hypoallergenic corgi? See, do they exist?
No.
While no dog is 100% hypoallergenic, there are a variety of breeds that do well with allergy sufferers. I thought they were bred to be hypoallergenic.
No.
Well, we're getting these. We're getting one of these, so you could suck it. And by one, I mean we're going to get like 40.
That's fine. Just keep them outside.
$1,000? All right, chat, listen, I'm going to need you to donate.
Hey, man,
yeah, they're not hypoallergenic, man. Constant shedding. Expect this dog to shed frequently. Be prepared to vacuum often. Brushing will reduce shade as well as make the coat softer and clearer. I'm going to have servants do that for me.
Servants,
yeah,
huh?
They're going to comb my dog. It's going to be great. I mean, my children. Aaron will do it. It's going to be his chores. Comb the dogs.
That's smart. There you go.
Dude, I love small dogs. Like, big dogs you just can't, like, snuggle with, you know?
You certainly can.
No.
Yeah.
You've never had a big dog in your life.
No.
How do you know, then?
Pinella loves it.
You want to be like Tone?
I do.
Okay. That's
on
you,
then.
Call
me Cole from now on.
Cole. What's up, Cole? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
What if we called you New?
No, I don't like that.
No? You want to be Cole?
Yep.
What about B?
Nope.
What's up, B? Dude, that's pretty good.
It's dumb.
We'd actually have to call you Bi, though, because if we took off the BY, it'd be Bi.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Bi?
Nope.
You liking any robots, Lando?
I'm not. Get a service animal?
I mean, all of them are service animals. If you put the little vest on them in America, they all become service animals. No one's allowed to ask if they are.
Nope. But,
yeah, dude, I don't know. I thought hypoallergenic dogs were like bred to be allergy free. Like, yeah. I thought they messed with their genes or something. So it's really in their hair or how much they shed?
It's the type of hair and what kind of dandruff they have. It's all about dandruff and if they shed.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Then how come, like, I guess I thought cats were, like, engineered to be hypoallergenic. Like, they were specially cats. You're telling me it's just certain breeds?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that, man. I learned something new today.
Yeah, the only, like, hypoallergenic cats, I feel like, are, like, the hairless ones.
Well, those things are evil.
Yeah.
Those are straight evil. I'm telling you, though. High hypoallergenic cats, dude, right here. Well, I guess so. Same thing. It's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be... Where's the pictures? No pictures? Terrible article. Get out of here. No pictures.
It's the same article.
That's the same article. Google, why you do me like this, dude? Pet MD... It's WebMD for but for pets. Yeah, see this cat right here, dude. The Sphinx. Look at this thing.
Yeah, man.
That thing is evil.
That thing is straight up from Satan.
Look at that. Who, dude? Why do those cats exist? Why didn't that go extinct? How come the dodo bird no longer exists, but we got those running around?
Dude, those are scary.
That's not okay.
That is terrifying to think about. Like, that is what your cat
could
is.
You imagine waking up and just seeing that?
Under all its that fur.
Ball sack with eyeballs,
yeah,
dude.
That's fucked up.
Oh, God. That's horrific.
Terrifying. I don't like it.
Not okay with that, man. All right. Should we end the show, man?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's go to the pool and get in the pool.
Oh, are we going to the pool,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, we're going to the pool.
I didn't know we were going to the pool.
We're going to the pool.
I didn't know we were going to the pool,
well,
man.
That sucks for you. We're going to the pool.
I mean, I got to put up the show and everything, so. You go ahead and you head on down there, and then I'll meet you afterwards.
Oh, about, yeah, sure you will.
What do you mean, sure,
sure
I will?
Sure you will.
What do you mean? Dude, I love the pool. Yeah. I'm like, they call me Mr. Pool. They call me Mr. Pool.
They don't
dude.
Do that.
They do. They call me Mr. Pool.
Mr. Pool?
Mr. Pool.
Like Deadpool?
Yes. But a live pool, because I'm not dead.
That makes sense.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mr. Live Pool.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. We appreciate y'all being here. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, with another episode of Seth and Colby, and we're going to continue Colby Plays Games on at 8 o'clock Central Time, the second part of me, my beatdown of Colby and Mario Party.
Beatdown.
The beatdown, although we're actually getting beat down by the CPU, so
it's
actually what's happening. And I get to slap Colby in the face when I win.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
And if I lose, I also get to slap Colby in
no,
the face.
No, you don't.
That was what we agreed
that
on
is
Thursday.
Not.
There's tape.
There is not.
There's tape to
I
prove it.
I guarantee that you guaranteed that that
no, that's
happen.
For the studio.
Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere.
Can I see that real
studio?
Quick? I think there's a typo
no,
I need to rewrite.
I don't think there is.
God. Now he can just use it as a blanket guarantee.
I can.
It. Sucks.
Yeah, you did this to yourself.
I didn't think
yourself.
That through.
You did this to yourself.
He got me, chat. He got me. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. If you listen on iTunes or you watch the video on demand on YouTube, we'd love for you guys to stop by the Twitch. Twitch.tv/SethTheColby. That's where you can hit the follow button. It's totally free. It supports the show. And you can also sub $4.99 a month. Gets you an emote. You can also, there's higher tiers with better emotes. Minutes knows what's up with that. It's got all those emotes.
Yeah, he does.
And that really helps support the show. You can also just donate cash or give us bits. But cheers. That's a huge helps the show a lot there as well. And I think you can also buy a t-shirt. RaptorTeeth.live/SethAndColby. SethAndColby.com/merch. Whichever one's easier for you to type in. You can go there, get t-shirts, and mail us things. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. Send us cool things and Colby will send you a hog sticker in return.
Yeah.
Yeah. He guarantees it. He has a guarantee.
I don't.
So, there you go. But guys, thanks so much for watching. We really appreciate it. We'll see you guys on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, for more hijinks and hilarity. Thank you all again, guys, for hanging out. Keep it 100 more. It's Menace, Ball and Hobo. Who else talked today? Other people.
Other people, man.
That we don't remember. Thank you guys for being here.
Spankmaster stopped by for a second.
Thanks, Spankmaster. Thanks, guys. Hit the follow button if you're not following. We appreciate that. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Piggy. Pow.